Federal officials are again limiting Southeast Alaska charter clients to one halibut per day. Commercial fishermen like the plan, but charter operators expect to challenge it in court. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has details of the rule, which was published today.
The one halibut limit is scheduled to take effect June 5th. The current limit is 2 fish a day. Sue Salveson of NOAA Fisheries says the regional halibut count has dropped as the charter catch has increased. That's why the federal agency issued its rule, which has several provisions.
It's a 1 fish bag limit for anglers on board charter vessels. The rule also prohibits guides, operators, and crew of a charter vessel from catching and retaining halibut during a charter fishing trip. And the rule also limits the number of lines used to fish for halibut from a charter vessel to 6, or the number of charter anglers on board the vessel, whichever is less.
NOAA Fisheries put a similar limit in place last year. It was dropped after a court challenge by charter operators. Salveson says procedural issues were the problem, and they've been fixed. The 1 fish a day limit only applies to the regulatory area known as 2C, which covers southeast except Yakutat. It does not affect charters to the north and west in the area known as 3A. Commercial fishermen say the limit is a necessary step to conserve a threatened resource. Sitka's Linda Benkin is executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.
The charter fleet has exceeded their allocation for the past 5 years. That has compromised the health of the resource and resulted in lower allocation for the commercial fleet, as well as reduced harvesting opportunities for sport and subsistence. So it's certainly long overdue and an important step in protecting the resource and the interests of all other harvesters.
Charter operators say the limit is based on outdated information. Earl Comstock of the Charter Halibut Task Force says it will unfairly penalize lodge owners and others in the business.
There's been a steady growth in the number of guided anglers, and there's actually been a decline in the number of IFQ holders. So based on the equities of the situation, it seems that a lot of pain is being imposed on one sector of the economy, that the sector that depends on recreational fishing, for the benefit of a very small number of individuals on the commercial sector.
His group sued to block last year's rule. He says that's likely again, with legal action coming within a few weeks. Salveson of NOAA Fisheries says the rule is not a final solution to the guided catch issue. Federal managers are collecting comments on a new limited entry program for charter businesses.
The intent behind that was to establish a universe of charter vessel businesses that then would be better positioned potentially to take the next step towards what is being called a catch share program. And a catch share program primarily is focused on allocating the amount of halibut available for harvest more explicitly between the charter industry and the commercial industry.
The catch share program has not yet gone out for comment. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.